You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Coming to us all the way from West Auckland around the Bethels beach area, we have Diane Swan from Independent Music New Zealand. We're going to be talking to Diane about the Tate Prize 2026 finalist list and all things Tate Prize this year. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Morning, Zach. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very, very, very happy to be here. I was on holiday last week, and it's nice to come back and get back into the groove of things, you know, get back
into
your life.
Well, that's a good sign that you're doing the right thing, you know.
Oh, thank you very much.
Because most people are like, I don't want to go back. So that's a good sign.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, man. I want to talk, before we get into talking about the Tate Prize, I want to talk about an appearance you had on RNZ Afternoons last year where you were talking to Jesse Mulligan about music and you highlighted Civil Talk and his recent track out at the time, This City Has Let Our Children Down. You know, that's so cool that you got to do that. And I wanted to know, like, how did you find Civil Talk?
Well, so I also did an interview with Tane on my, I do a Substack, and Tane was, I was actually playing at the Flying Nun 40th anniversary. I was asked to sing Down in Splendor with Straitjacket Fitz, and that's when I met Tane, because he was at the rehearsals, because he has a bit of a famous uncle. But I met him and I really, really enjoyed his company, and very keen to see the music that came out, and so I've been following ever since. Gotta say, you've got an amazing amazing music output down there in that city, haven't you?
We sure do. I actually wanted to ask, have you been keeping up with, I guess, the broader sort of weird punky scene? It's been getting profiled pretty extensively in the Rolling Stone recently in their coverage on the city.
Yeah, I try to. I'm not across everything, but I'm definitely noting that there's just a really great, vibrant young scene there, and that's so good to hear.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome. It's very youth-driven, and it's changed the makeup of even, like, venues. Like, there's way more all-ages venues in the city now, which is great. Yeah,
that's so good to hear. And it's just great to have a you know, a thriving, healthy scene, and also a little bit of rebellion and a little bit of kickback and a little bit, you know, of you better treat us right. I've really got that coming through as well.
Yeah, totally. For sure. Let's talk about the Tate Prize, which is happening pretty soon. We'll get talking about the date in particulars very shortly. But this is a pretty special Tate Prize because it's the first one to open to the public. It's going to be hosted at the New Zealand International Convention Centre in Tamaki. How did that development come about? You know, how many people can that place hold?
Well, it's a movable theatre. It's one of those ones a bit like Spark, I think, where you can change the venue to suit the event, which is great for us because, you know, it's the Tates is growing, and it means that we don't have to make it, we don't have to fill it. We can actually, you know, work it around what, you know, the tickets, and to make it still a really nice, intimate kind of an awards ceremony, because that's sort of one of the best things about the Tates is how kind of it's kind of encapsulating and warm. We don't want it to be like a big, huge,
big sterile affair.
No, so it means that we can actually do that with this venue. It's really good. We can, you know, grow it or shrink it, whatever we need to do.
Cool. Do you think you're going to be shrinking or growing?
Growing. I think this year it's just, you know, the amount of finalists and people that entered, and it's just been incredible.
I want to talk about some of the
83 albums were nominated this year. Yeah.
Wow. That's so you went from 83 albums down to the top, to the 10.
Down to 10, yeah. So the IMNZ members and voted, basically. They had the ability to go in and kind of listen and vote, and so they've come up with a top 10, yeah.
Super awesome. We'll talk about that in a second, but I want to talk about some of the nominees. You got Womb, you got Ringlets. There's Marlon Williams with his new record Ma, Tom Scott, Geneva EM. There's sort of a bit of something for everyone, really. What do you think is the sort of common quality that gets these records into being finalists in something like a Tate Prize?
Oh, it's always really hard to tell because, you know, the Tates is purely on artistic merit, so it's Doesn't mean that the ones that are in the top 10, as always, are the best. It's just the ones that have, you know, grabbed the attention of those people that decided they wanted to get in and have a vote, you know. Mm. So obviously it's, I find that really, really difficult. Competitions in music, you know, we all, it's the topic of endless discussion, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. But
and there's no right answer, you know.
No, there is no right answer. And, you know, it's, in the end, it's the music that grabbed out and tickled the ears of the people who are actually, you know, judging or deciding to have a go at their vote, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
I know that sounds like a vague answer, but I just always struggle because I know that there's so many in there that probably deserve to be in there as well, you know?
Yeah.
So many entries that deserve to be in the top 10, but you can't, you can only have one top 10. So just, I guess, I just extraordinarily, you know, creative output from the country last year. It was amazing.
Mm, it's shaping up to be good this year as well.
Yeah.
Looking at the number of finalists over the Tate Prize's history, we see that it's kind of fluctuated generally between 6 to 8 before 2019. And since 2019, there's always been 10 finalists each year. Do you think it'd be simpler if you had less finalists every year?
What was that question? Sorry? Did you say about the...
Oh, there's been about 10 finalists every year since 2019. Would it be easier to choose a winner if there were less finalists? If the finalist number was like 5 or 6?
No, I don't think so. It's always so hard. Like, I know that it, because it comes down to artistic merit and also right down to the, you know, how there's, you have to kind of talk about it and weed it out, and then you even looking at, you know, the creative aspects of like the cover and all that kind of thing comes into it. If it comes down to it, the music is the main bit, but you know, you have to look about the whole extraordinary output and creative output of the artist at the time, you know. So I don't think it would make it any easier.
Fair enough. I'm going to ask another very kind of vague question. As well as the main prize, there's 4 other awards up for grabs, including the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award, the New Zealand On Air Outstanding Music Journalism Award, the Independent Spirit Award, and the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Award. How long do you think it takes for a record to become a classic?
I think there are some criteria there, and maybe older than 20 years. I just am not quite 100% sure on that. But I guess in a way it's any album that's stuck in your mind through years, but it has to be a certain amount of time has gone by before it becomes a classic, I think.
Because it's always hard to say, because I feel like whenever I read music discourse about a great new album, everyone's like, it's a classic, certified classic.
And
it's like,
I know, that
you,
was...
You can't, you know, you can't say that immediately. You have to let it stand the test of time first.
I know, it's become very overused, like, sort of people say instant classic. Well, okay, we'll see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Will we expect to see any rules about AI in the eligibility criteria for the Tate Prize anytime soon? I imagine that people over at the Independent Music New Zealand, you probably had some chat about that.
Yeah, I think, well, that's definitely a conversation that's, you know, going to have to be had, but so far, because it's the prizes based on artistic merit, I think that's going to be that will be very difficult with AI albums. But then I guess it depends on how the AI is used, and it's going to be a really interesting future for that kind of thing.
I mean, you mentioned Shane Carter before at the start of the interview. He used a little bit of AI for his most recent record, the orchestral one, to isolate the drum pattern from Randolph's Going Home from the original recording. And I think that's a valid AI use. You know, it's not like making a whole song out of AI. It's using it as a tool.
I think that's kind of the sort of use that is useful.
Totally.
But it's, I guess, when you're coming into actual composition and lyric, I mean, who knows? We don't know. It's going to be very interesting.
It sure will be interesting.
Giving me a bit of a strange feeling in my tummy.
Well, we know who the finalists are. Do we know when the awards are going to be held?
We do. Have you got that on your press list?
I actually do not.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to zip over to the... Sorry, I haven't been given that little reminder. I'm going to have a look. Tell you what. Oh, no.
We can find it somewhere else if need be.
Yeah. Well, look, what I was going to say is if you keep on the IMNZ website, which is indies.co.nz,
yes,
or the Facebook page or Instagram page, Independent Music New Zealand, there's updates all the time, and we'll be updating on, you know, best independent debut and all that kind of thing as we go. So, I'm sorry,
I don't
have the exact date, and I don't want to give the wrong date, but it is open to the public this year,
yes,
and that is really exciting,
yes,
and I can tell you that there's a $12,500 cash prize for the winner for the tape prize.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some stats here I can tell you.
I think we might be full of kororo for now. We've got a very, very busy morning ahead of us.
Good.
But thank you so much for coming on, Diane. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final words for our listeners?
I would just say, if you're an independent musician, which I know a lot of you will be who are listening to your show, just make sure you join up with IMNZ, because there's a lot of cool things that go on with IMNZ, you know, going global and going local, and just a lot of support there for independent musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you join up.
And I believe if you sign up, you also get a few free nominations for the tape prize, don't you?
You do.
Yeah, perks of the job.
You do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so
See
much.
See you soon.
See
okay,
ya.
Bye.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Diane Swan from Independent Music New Zealand. We talked to Diane just then about the Tate Prize in 2026.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.